Your next comic is a really funny guy. He was actually on the radio with me today. You guys listen to CHLY? Anyway, we were on public access radio, which is kind of like public access cable, but different. Fuck, nothing. Nothing. It's... Wow. Keep it going? One more. Yeah, now we're good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, huge round of applause for Mr. Scott Goblin, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, Tristan?
Shut up. That's a running gag.
I say that and he runs away crying. Hey, I don't want to offend anybody here tonight. It's really unfortunate when people at a comedy night get offended, so I just need to find a few things out before I start. Are there any mentally handicapped people here tonight? Any parents of mentally handicapped people besides me? Any parents of mentally handicapped... You know what? Fuck me! Are there any Papua New Guineans here tonight? Are there any homosexuals here tonight? Are there any midgets here tonight? Any lesbians? Okay, good. So, a retard, a Papua New Guinean, a midget, a faggot, and a dyke, and the retard's parents walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Get the hell out of my bar, you fucking weirdos!" And the retard's parents make him wait in the car, and the lesbian goes, "Wah, wah, wah," all the way home. You were? Are you just about to leave? Oh, shit. Hey, guys, it's very important to respect the elderly. You know, hold doors open for them. Talk to them in a calm manner. But that all goes out the window when you're driving. Because, like, when I'm driving, I'm not afraid to roll down my window and shout, "Hey, throw your ass, Grandma!" And then drive forward a little bit and, oh shit, that's my grandma. "Hey, see you at Thanksgiving, you stupid bitch!" Sometimes I get so angry when I'm driving, I yell out the window, "Hey buddy, it says crosswalk, not cross wheelchair." Yep. Yeah, some people, when they're talking about legalizing pot, they're like, "Yeah, man, that'd be cool, but like, there's this sort of, it would sort of get rid of that camaraderie that potheads have, you know, when, like, we get together and we're all getting high together, and it's kind of cool, you know, like, we're doing this thing we're not supposed to be doing, and it's like, it gives it this kind of, like, fun aspect to it." And, like, that's bullshit. Because I highly doubt that there were any black guys that were saying, "You know, I really like getting together and singing with you guys, but I don't think it would be quite as much fun if we didn't have these chains on us, and we didn't have to sleep on the floor." And I also highly doubt that there were any Jews in the ghettos going like, "You know, it sucks that we can't leave, but... it is really nice that we get to be together every day like this." Where did this red ink come from just now? Am I bleeding? I'm dying up here. Hey, the people at the cigarette companies, man, they do a really shitty job of picking out models. There's this one old lady with a hole in her throat, and there's this dude in a wheelchair, and he's all, and then there's this guy dressed up as a mortician, and they got these really fucked up slogans like, "Cigarettes will cause cancer," "Cigarettes can make you impotent," "Cigarettes hurt children." Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's this one lady, and actually says this. It says, "Barb Tarbox died at age 42. But that name's a little bit on the nose, I think. I assume that she died of pussy cancer. She had a tar box. A tar box, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, the cigarette companies, they're really lucky that I'm addicted to those things. Otherwise, I might go with some products that are not quite as depressing. Like McDonald's and Doritos, Budweiser, Crown Royal, Snickers. These are... I like their advertising campaigns. They show people having fun. And they have slogans like, it's the real thing, and it's just that smooth. And I'm sure nobody ever gets diabetes or cancer or... let me look at... Or cause fatal car accidents. Or does a shitty job of raising their kids. Hey, call me old-fashioned, but I love top hats. You know, I had to... My doctor recently told me to cut down on my rape convictions. So I switched to sexual half salt. You're retarded. That's really rude to say that word retard, by the way. Yeah, but I was kidding. I'm just kidding. I actually love retards. You got big dicks. Hey, the other day I was thinking about this girl I used to have a crush on, and I started feeling a little bit amorous. So I pulled out my grade 1 photo, and man, I had really weird taste in chicks back then. She had this like self-entitled, squinty little face, like not even an A cup. It was brutal. I don't know what I was thinking. But I did find my grade 6 photo, and I was able to get down to business. Yeah, I get some of my best thinking done in the shower. Like the other day, I was thinking, man, I got a really nice penis. Am I done, Joe? Yeah. Hey, thanks. Hey, I'm done, guys. So, Joey's going to come up here and...
Keep going for Scott, everybody. Not a really good friend of mine. Fantastic stand-up comic, though. That was good.